number anywhere in the world, anytime 24/7, can reach this hotline. There are three ways that you can get help. One is you can pick up the phone, of course, like a traditional hotline, and talk to a person that can refer you to a sexual assault response coordinator in the military or even a local rape crisis center. There's also a way to go online and chat and get referrals and to get help. And we also have a texting service, so people can pick up their cell phone and text their location, and they will be given a phone number to call for help.
Hmm.
And we think it's going to be successful because this type of technology resonates so much with this younger age group where most of these sexual assaults occur.
I understand. And, of course, that would occur after the fact. In 2009, there were over 3,200 complaints of sexual abuse in the military, but only an estimated 8% were prosecuted. How come?
Within the military, we have eight categories of sexual assault in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and those eight categories are the lower level, wrongful sexual contact, all the way up to aggravated assault and rape. So when we report our numbers, it's all of those categories, and when we report our numbers, it's also our total number includes it's an incident-based report. In other words, it's an incident where either the victim or the perpetrator was a military person and or uniformed service member. And then all of those cases, there are reasons that commanders can't prosecute. So you have to take those numbers out. One of the things I want to point out, though, is we are getting better in terms of prosecuting these cases, and we've put a lot of resources toward it. We've hired dozens more investigators and field instructors and prosecutors. My office secured almost $3 million to train these people in all of the services so that we can get better. One of the things in March, we're going to release a report, and that report shows that our courts martials have increased from 30 to 52%. So we are moving, I think, in the right direction and showing progress at holding offenders accountable.
Tell me what kinds of help are available immediately to women or men who've been assaulted or stalked.
Well, one of the things that our new program did when we stood up back in 2004 and 2005 was to ensure there was a 24/7 response system in place. And we created the position of sexual assault response coordinator, and we have them stationed around the world at every base and every installation so that victims can, even in Iraq and Afghanistan, so that victims can get help anytime that they need help. And, of course, one of the things we struggle with and one of the things that the Secretary mentioned yesterday in his testimony is the stigma of reporting. It's very difficult for anyone to report a sexual assault, and it's difficult in the military as well. People are so hesitant in the military to ask for help, and not just in sexual assault, but other areas. We're trying to encourage servicemen and women to come forward if they need help of any kind, and we're working hard to build a climate of confidence that will help reduce that stigma and get them in for help, because our number one goal is to help victims of sexual assault. We know early intervention after any trauma can help that victim from getting the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay, I think those are good moves on the part of the military. But what happens if a woman or a man goes to a commanding officer or a chaplain and tells them what has happened and is told, well, forget it?
Well, one of the things that we have in place is a very active commander training program. So all commanders have been trained and educated on this issue. We also have trained chaplains. But what I would say to any victims out there, that's why we have the sexual assault response coordinator. That person is trained to help them navigate the system, and a victim can feel very alone if this happens to them, and that's what they SARC is for. And we also have a mechanism that people may not know about, and that is we have a website. It's www.sapr.mil, and there's a general mailbox.